أحب الصالحين ولست منهم، لعلي أن أنال بهم شفاعة.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Brothers and sisters, fellow viewers, welcome back to the seven wonders of a wali, the true wonders of a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the greatest and the last wonder that I want to share with you in the life of a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is his or her ability to rely upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all circumstances. In times in life when where no one is there to help you, when all avenues and doors have been shut, where you have no hope and support from anyone else, in that situation and that point in your life, in this situation in your life, who do you turn to? How do you react? And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says very clearly, وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. Whoever relies upon Allah, puts their trust upon Allah, in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. Allah is sufficient for that person. إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَالِغُ أَمْرِ. Allah will indeed make what He has decided complete. He will make His decision reach His destination. قَدْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدَرًا. And then we think, you know, I've asked Allah for so many things and it hasn't been answered. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds with this in the end of the ayah, لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدَرًا. Everything has a fixed appointed time. It won't happen when you want things to happen. Sometimes people don't have children and Allah decides to give them children years later. Sometimes you won't get that dream job, you will get it years later. Sometimes you won't get that spouse that you're praying for, you will get it down the road. And sometimes you may never get any of your wishes granted in this dunya. Allah has prepared something greater and better for you in akhirah. Nevertheless, in every aspect of a human's life, that's a believer must put their trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked by a man who entered into the masjid. And back then they had camels, you know. We have cars. And camels are precious to these people. Sometimes when you talk about camels and horses, like, what's a camel? A camel is valuable even today. So this man walks into the Prophet's mosque and he says, Ya Rasulullah, should I tie my camel atliqha, or should I just leave it loose? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught this man, listen, you leaving it loose, you're just saying you're relying on Allah. Allah, this Prophet ﷺ is teaching this man how to use the asbab, the resources of this dunya, and also how to implement trust in Allah in your heart. He said, أَعْقِلْهَا وَتَوَكَّلْ. Tie it up and then trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lock your car and read your dua. Do your work and hope and pray. Get your efforts done, sweat, work, and then Allah will make things easy for you. And the Prophet ﷺ throughout his life was challenged by this concept. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested his tawakkul, his reliance. And one of the greatest stories that I like to narrate and share is when the Prophet ﷺ is all alone in this journey with Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. One of the greatest journeys that any human took is the journey of Hijrah. And of course, Mi'raj is also a great journey of the Prophet ﷺ that was in the heavens. But in this dunya, one of the greatest journey that the Prophet ﷺ He witnessed and he experienced was a journey from Mecca to Medina, because this opened a new avenue for Islam and the Muslims across the world. But one of the greatest humans is traveling, the Prophet ﷺ. With him, the second greatest human in the world is traveling, and that is Abu Bakr. They're hiding out in this cave in the middle of the night, three nights hiding. And the mushrikeen of Mecca are surrounding the Prophet ﷺ from all avenues, and they're hunting the Prophet ﷺ, and they have put a prize on the Prophet ﷺ, dead or alive. And they trace the footsteps, and they're experts in tracing people down. These are people who know the desert. They know where people travel, and they finally get to the mountain. And they climb up to the cave, and they're at the mouth of the cave. And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is sitting with the Prophet ﷺ crying. And the Prophet ﷺ says, why are you crying? Why are you crying? Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu says to the Prophet ﷺ, لَوْ نَظَرَ تَحْتَ قَدَمَيْهِ لَأَبَصَرَنَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. If they look down, and it's natural when you're walking up a cliff or walking down, or when you're in a rocky area, you always watch your step by looking down. This is just a natural habit. You look down innately. The Prophet ﷺ is asking, why are you crying? And Abu Bakr is saying, لَوْ نَظَرَ تَحْتَ قَدَمَيْهِ. If you were to look down, they would see us, Ya Rasulullah. And he's not crying because he's afraid of his own life. He's crying because he's afraid of the harm that can happen to the greatest human, the Prophet ﷺ. And the Quran backs this statement up, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بِإِثْنِي لَا تَحْزَنْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعْنَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the concept of la tahzan and khawf. Don't worry and don't fear. Huzn is something that a person brings upon themselves when they have fear that someone else might get hurt. Something will happen to someone else. And Allah is saying to the Prophet, when Prophet, إِذْ هُمَا فِي الْغَارِ إِذْ يَقُولُ لِصَاحِبِهِ, Allah is saying in the Quran, when they were in the cave and when the Prophet said to his companion Abu Bakr, لا تحزن, don't worry about me, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَنَا, Allah is with us. Then the Prophet ﷺ says in this narration, مَا ظَنُّكَ يَا أَبَا بَكْرٍ, what do you think Abu Bakr is a situation of a person or people, بِإِثْنَيْنِ اللَّهُ ثَالِثُهُمَا, who are two and the third is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is our life, brothers and sisters, putting this reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah is the only one and the most sufficient for us. كَفَى بِاللَّهِ وَكِيلًا, He's enough of a guardian for us. كَفَى بِاللَّهِ حَفِيظًا, He is our protector. أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِكَافٍ عَبْدًا, Isn't Allah sufficient for us? So brothers and sisters, in life, there are people that put all their effort, and there are people that don't put effort. And those people always have this, you know, this argument between themselves, and they're challenged by this nafs. I'm putting all my effort in, I'm not seeing my results. Where is Allah? Why is Allah not responding to my answers or my effort? And the talented people of the society, they rely too much on their talent. And they think everything is going to be in place because they're gifted. They come from families who are gifted. They come with all these expectations. I remember meeting a youngster who did everything well, going to medical school and putting efforts into the exam. And he was so insecure. He said, Sheikh, I don't know if I'm going to make it. And he kept on. And a time came where he started to lose hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm not getting calls for my interviews. I'm not getting response. I'm not getting an email. And I did everything I could. And this person literally was on the edge of his faith. I remember meeting a student who got a B in his grades. A B. And he said, Sheikh, I did everything right. If I get a B, I lose my scholarship. I don't get into the best grad school. And he said, Sheikh, when I need Allah for my grades, He's not showing up. And I said to this man, these type of people who put all their hope and reliance on their own talent, they will lose hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You need to balance this. You put your effort and you rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there are some people that just don't put any effort and they put all their reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this happened in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when the people of Yemen would come for Hajj, they would not bring any food. They would say, you know, we're going to just rely on Allah. On the way there, Allah will drop some food from the sky or people will feed us. And they became a burden for other people who come for Hajj. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed in Surah Baqarah, وَتَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ زَادَ التَّقْوَى. No, bring food. And the best form of resource is piety. But piety is there. But you need to bring your own allowance and your own food. Similarly, in our life, brothers and sisters, we will go through so many challenges in life. But a person who has reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will make things easy for them. And we cannot lose that trust in Allah, because He is one and He is sufficient. And He's our master. In life, that's happening to all of us, where times we are low, sometimes we feel ignored, sometimes no one's answering us, no one is helping us. And when a person puts their trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will be sufficient for them. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught the ummah and his companions a dua. When a person leaves their home and they say, Bismillah, tawakkaltu ala Allah, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. They say the name of Allah and they say, oh Allah, I put my trust in you. And there's no power and no might that can protect someone from evil or help someone do good. They read this prayer and they leave their home. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this person hudita wa kufita wa ukita. This person is guided. The whole day he's going to be on the right path. Wa ukifita. All your needs are taken care of. Subhanallah. We walk out every morning with so many needs. Some people are walking out to take an exam. Some people are walking out to go to work. Some people are walking out for their own needs. All these are personal issues. Allah is saying, Kufita, you put your tawakkul on me, I got you. Wa wukita. And you are protected from the devil. And then the shaitan says to the other shayateen, like, وَقَالَ shaytan, he says, the shaitan says, كَيْفَ بِمَنْ, how are you going to influence a person who is guided, who's protected, and who's guaranteed sufficiency from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us people who rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all of our big, major, minor, small, domestic, personal, financial needs, all upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to raise us amongst those who will come on the Day of Judgment and will not have any reckoning. Subhanallah. And that's what the Prophet ﷺ said. There are people who have no superstition. They won't rely on other people for help. They will only rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they will enter Jannah without any reckoning. SubhanAllah. And they say, who are these people? And one companion jumps out of his seat. He's like, Ya Rasulullah, udu Allah yaj'alni minhum. I want to go to Jannah. 70,000 people enter Jannah without any reckoning. The Prophet ﷺ was sitting speaking, and this man jumps out. He says, Ya Rasulullah, ask Allah, please make dua that I amongst those 70,000. La ilaha illallah. Look at the anticipation, the eagerness, because they believed in it. You know, it's just so real. They knew that Jannah was there. So this man just gets out of his seat and says, Ya Rasulullah, make me amongst, pray that I become amongst those. The Prophet ﷺ doesn't need to pray. All he says, Anta minhum, you're amongst them. SubhanAllah. Imagine, you don't have to raise your hand. The Prophet just, Anta, you are from those people that are entering Jannah without any reckoning. Another man is sitting there and he thinks like Prophet, he's like, paradise is giving away. Allah's Prophet ﷺ is giving out Jannah today without any price. Let me jump at this. So another man stands up, Ya Rasulullah, make dua that I am also included amongst these people. And the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, سَبَقَكَ بِهَا وَعُكَّاشَ. The Sahabi's name was Ukasha. Says, Ukasha took the place before you, and he is entering Jannah. And that also teaches us we should hasten to good things, and we should not procrastinate in things which are valuable. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us, our faith, our children's faith, and make us people of true reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.